Mark Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the blessed, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted you're joining us for a few moments of study from the Word of God. Now, we're in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 25, if you'd like to follow along with us. We're studying about new birth blessings, the blessings that are ours through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, through accepting Him as Savior, through inviting Him into our life. And that's what we've been considering here in 2 Chronicles, chapter 25. And last time we left off with the fact that Amaziah, who was the king of Judah, was going to battle with the Edomites. And he had hired 100,000 men from the king of Israel to go with him into battle. He had paid them 100 talents of money to pay for these men that he had hired, which was something like $200,000 of money that he had paid to the king of Israel. But as they were getting ready to go to battle, a man of God came to Amaziah and told him, well, let me read to you in verse 7 and 8 of 2 Chronicles 25. But there came a man of God to him, saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for the Lord is not with Israel. You see, Israel had forsaken God's ways and were going their own ways. They were involved in idolatry, and they were involved in walking in rebellion against God and His Word. And so the Lord was not with Israel, or with all the children of Ephraim, which were referring to Israel. But if thou wilt go, do it. Be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy, for God hath power to help and to cast down. Now, he said, if you're bound to go with this 100,000 men, then you're going to be defeated. God will not be with you, because God is able to give help, and he's able to cast down. That's who God is. He's almighty and all-powerful. And so in verse 9, Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. O beloved, if we'll do things God's way is always the best way. And if we're willing to do things God's way, God will bless us and will guide us and will give us victory in the battles and in the conflicts and in the struggles of life. And so Amaziah, then verse 10, Amaziah separated them. The army that was to come to him out of Ephraim, he told them to go home again. Wherefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. And Amaziah strengthened himself, led forth his people, went into the valley of Salt, smote the children of Seir 10,000. And other 10,000 left alive did the children of Judah carry away captive, brought them unto the top of the rock, and cast them down from the top of the rock, that they were all broken in pieces. You see, God gave them a great victory because they were willing to do things God's way and to walk in obedience to Him. But if we walk in rebellion, beloved, if we turn away from Almighty God, then we will suffer the consequences. Amaziah obeyed God. He did what God told him to do. We read over in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 27 through 30, these words, Luke 18, 27, "And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, Lo, we've left all and followed thee. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, our parents, our brethren, our wife, our children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting." Oh, beloved, that passage of Scripture is so true. I remember as a young teenage lad when the Lord burdened my heart to be a missionary and to go to the mission field. I remember I had very little then, but I yielded my life to the Lord Jesus, and I said, "Lord, I'll give you my life. You can do with me whatever you desire. I yield to you, and I surrender everything I am and have to you." Oh, how abundantly God has blessed us, the many bountiful benefits He's bestowed upon us, the way that He has blessed our life and even blessed us materially. We left our parents. I remember when Verna and I were heading out to the mission field that God had called us to, and I remember waving goodbye to them there on the ship, and it seemed like we were going to the ends of the earth as we left them. We left everything that we knew here behind. We were going by faith to do the will of God. And God opened doors, and God blessed us, and God used us, and God provided for us, and God met our needs in ways that we never imagined, because we put Him first and did what He told us to do. Giving up the things of the world to follow and obey God's ways are always the best way to go. Over in the Gospel of John, chapter 16 and verse 33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me," and these are the words of the Lord Jesus, "in me ye may have, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Oh yes, beloved, we can have great peace in the midst of trial, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of difficulty. When we're faced with insurmountable problems, we can have peace because we can know God is in control. He's Almighty God. He's all-powerful. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we even ask or think, we're told in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. And, beloved, He is Almighty God. And so Amaziah obeyed God, and God was with him and gave him a great victory because he did what God told him to do. God blessed him because of his obedience to the Lord. So, beloved, abundant life is offered to us if we will accept Jesus Christ and God, walk in God's ways, yield and submit to the Lord, and let Him be the Lord of our life, manifold more, abundantly more. An eternal life means, beloved, that we will never die. You remember what Jesus said in John 10:10b? "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. More abundant. And that's what eternal life means. It means real living. Eternal life means that we will never die. Pardon me. In John 11:25-26, we read a wonderful passage of Scripture that Jesus told to Martha as he had gone to see her because Lazarus had died. And the Lord said in Matthew, or in John 11:25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Beloved, never die. To believe in the Lord Jesus Christ means that we have life eternal, and we will never die. Now remember, man is a triune being, made in the likeness and image of God. Man has a spirit, he has a soul, and he has a body. A triune being, even as God the Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, are manifestations of the triune Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And yet there's oneness, there's unity, there's harmony. And so our God is one, revealed to us as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so God created man as one with spirit, soul, and body. And we're told this over in 1 Thessalonians 5. And there in that passage of Scripture, we're told that God created man as a triune being and gave man a body, a soul, and a spirit. And so, beloved, we're told that in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so God created man as a triune being, and it's in the spiritual part of man that the Holy Spirit of God moves in at salvation and gives us life eternal, so that the spiritual part of man will never die. Until next time, goodbye.